Daniel 1, Day 5. Further concerning the style of the word, and concerning the vastation of the churches. Therefore he called the name of it Babel, because there Yehovah confused the lip of all the earth, and from thence did Yehovah scatter them upon the faces of all the earth. Genesis 11, verse 9. Concerning the style of the word. A word afterwards followed the ancient word in the Jewish church, which in like manner was written by representatives and significatives, so that it might have within it an internal sense understood in heaven, and that thus, by the word, there might be communication, and the Lord's kingdom in the heavens might be united to the Lord's kingdom on earth. Unless everything in the word represents, and unless all the words by which everything in it is written signify the divine things pertaining to the Lord, thus the celestial and spiritual things belonging to his kingdom, the word is not divine. But since it is so, it could not possibly be written in any other style, for by means of this style, and not possibly by any other, human things and human words correspond to heavenly things and heavenly ideas, even down to the least jot. From this it is that if the word is read, even by a little child, the divine things in it are perceived by the angels. From what has been said, Arcana Celestia 30:11, from what has been said, it may be seen what hidden things the word has stored within it, which can by no means come to anyone's knowledge except from the internal sense. Concerning the vastation of the churches, Arcana Celestia 38:99. In the Evangelists, or the Gospels, the disciples said to Jesus, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the consummation of the age?" The coming of the Lord and the consummation of the age signify the beginning of a new church and the end of the former church. The coming of the Lord signifies the beginning of a new church and the consummation of the age, the end of the old church. Therefore, in those chapters, the Lord instructs his disciples concerning the successive vastation of the former church and the establishment of a new church at its end. But he instructs and teaches them by pure correspondences, which cannot be unfolded and made known except by means of the spiritual sense. And because the Lord spoke by correspondences, therefore all these things were signs and thus testifications. They are also called signs by the Lord in Luke. There shall also be terrors and great signs from heaven. There shall be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations in hopelessness, the sea and the waves roaring. Luke 21. And in Matthew, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory." Matthew 24. In what precedes in this chapter of Matthew, the successive vastation of the church has been treated of, that first, they should begin no longer to know what good and truth are, but should dispute about them. Second, that they should despise good and truth. Thirdly, that they should not acknowledge them. And fourthly, that they should profane them. The subject now treated of is the state of the church in respect to its quality at that time as to doctrine in general, and with those specifically who are in holy external worship, but in profane internal worship. That is, who with the mouth profess the Lord with holy reverence, but at heart worship themselves and the world, so that with them the worship of the Lord is a means of gaining honors and wealth. Insofar as these persons have acknowledged the Lord and the heavenly life and faith, so far they profane them when they become of such a character. Apocalypse explained 6:5-4 concerning Ezekiel 30. This is a lamentation over the vastation of the church by falsities that favor the evils from the natural man. For all evils and all falsities therefrom that pervert and destroy the truths and goods of the church flow forth from the natural man separated from the spiritual. Questions. The word is given that there might be communication with heaven. How might this work in this chapter of Daniel? Do we read about the vastation of the former Jewish or Christian churches as something in the past or in the present? How might the process of vastation actually be a positive thing? What questions come to mind when considering these readings? What observations?